早晨我要和弟兄姊妹继续的来交通生活的系列。
This morning I'd like to continue my life series.
今天早晨呢我们要讲到保守的生活。
And this morning we would like to talk about the life of protection.
如果弟兄姊妹记得我们开头的时候就跟大家讲到啊。
If you still remember in the very beginning of the series we talked about it,
一个基督徒蒙恩得救乃是从神领受了一个生命
that to be born again is to receive a life from the Lord
那么这个生命呢乃是神的生命
and this very life is the life of God
那么这是何等丰盛的一个生命
and what an abundant life that is
那么既然我们基督徒有这样的一个生命
and since we have such life
所以我们就应该活着一种丰盛的生活。
Then we need to live out an abundant life.
我想从开头到今天呢，这已经是第30个题目了。
And this is our 30th topic in the series.
那我相信在圣经里面还有更多。
And I believe there are many more such topics in the Bible.
我希望弟兄姊妹不要把它光当作一个道理来听。
And I hope that you do not listen to it as if it's a doctrine.
我们要求主让我们能够活出这个丰盛。
But we ask the Lord to help us to live out this abundance.
否则的话呢，我想我们对主有亏欠。
Otherwise, we'll be fall short of God's grace.
主把这么丰盛的生命给我们。
Because God has given us such abundant life.
结果呢，我们仍旧过着一个贫穷软弱的生活。
Yet we live a life that is poor and weak.
我想这是我们在主面前的亏欠。
And I believe that would be our falling short of God's grace.
所以盼望主的恩典在我们每个弟兄姊妹的身上。
So may the grace of the Lord be upon us all.
要让这个丰盛的生命从我们的生活中能够显出来。
So that this abundant life may be manifested through us.
那么今天早晨呢，我们来讲到这个保守的生活。
And this morning as we talked about the life of protection.
那么这个保守的生活呢
And this particular kind of life,
它可以分两面来讲
We can speak it from, approach it from two different aspects
一面讲到我们蒙神的保守
On one hand it speaks that we are being kept or protected by the Lord
另一面呢那是讲到我们自己需要保守
On the other hand it talked about we need to preserve ourselves
我现在请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些的圣经
Let us turn to some passages together
我们先看约翰福音第17章
Gospel according to John chapter 17
约翰福音第17章
John 17
先读11节到12节
Verses 11 and 12
从今以后我不在世上他们却在世上我往你那里去圣父啊求你因你所赐给我们我的名保守他们叫他们合而为一像我们一样我与他们同在的时候因你所赐给我的名保守了他们我也护卫了他们其中除了那灭亡之子没有一个灭亡的好叫经上的话得应验
I will remain in the world no longer but they are still in the world and I'm coming to you Holy Father protect them by the power of your nameThe name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled.
第十五节和十六节
Verses 15 and 16
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界正如我不属世界一样。
My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it.
我们再请看犹大书。
Let's turn to Jude, the book of Jude.
在启示录前面的犹大书。
It's before the book of Revelations.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人愿连续平安慈爱多多的加给你们
Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James To those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance.
第二十节和二十一节。
Verses 20 and 21.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.
第二十四节和二十五节。
Verses 24 and 25.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forever. Amen.
在新约圣经里面，
In the New Testament,
保守这个字有两个希腊文。
There's two Greek words to the word protection.
那么这两个希腊文呢，一个可以把它翻作是持守。
One is to keep.
另外一个字呢，可以把它翻作看守。
And one the other is to watch, to guard.
这两个不同的字啊，都被翻作是保守。
So these two different Greek words are being translated in English as protection.
我们知道我们的神是保护我们的神。
We know that our God is God who protects us.
因为我们非常的软弱，我们非常需要保护。
Because we're so weak and we are in need of His protection.
神也非常愿意保护我们。
And God is so willing to protect us.
但是我们要晓得，
But there's one thing we need to know.
这个保守呢，比保护更具备积极的意义。
In fact, this to keep is more aggressive than just to protect.
保护只不过是为叫我们避免一些不必要的伤害。
To protect is protecting us from unnecessary harms.
当然今天我们生活在一个非常危险的一个世界的里面。
Of course, we're living in a world that's full of danger.
那么这里有仇敌的攻击。
And there's attack from the enemies.
那么有环境上面的这种的变动。
And also change and instability in our environment.
也有病痛的这种侵袭。
And also the attack of any kinds of illnesses.
有很多时候我们还有心灵上面的所受到的创伤。
And also the wound, is emotional.
所以我们这个软弱的人，我们活在世界中，我们是需要保护的。
So as weak as we are, we need the protection of the Lord as we live in this world.
我们感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
他不仅是保护我们的神。
Because he is not only the God who protects us.
他更是保守我们的神。
But more so, he is a God who keeps us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
这个保守呢，比保护更具备积极的意义。
And therefore, to keep is even more aggressive than to protect.
保守我们不仅让我们能够脱离许许多多不必要的伤害。
He protects us from all harms.
保守我们更是为叫神的旨意在我们身上能够得到成就。
But more so, His will is to be perfecting His will through us.
所以我们刚刚看到了这个保守的这两个字啊，希腊字，一个呢就是持守。
So we see the two Greek word to the word protection.
那么另外一个字呢，就是看守。
One is to keep, the other is to guard.
这两个字的意义里面都告诉我们是有一个目的的，才这样做。
It speaks of the same purpose.
所以神保守我们是为着叫我们能达到神的目的。
And for God to protect us is for Him to help us to perfect His will.
所以这样的话呢，我们可以把保守这个意义啊，我们用两方面来说明它。
So we can speak the protection in two different aspects.
第一方面，
On one hand,
这个保守呢，就是要叫我们避免错误，不受亏损。
And protect us from suffering loss and from making mistakes.
弟兄姊妹们，在基督徒的生活里面，
Brothers and sisters, in our life as a Christian,
每一个错误都会带来亏损。
Every single mistake, there will be a loss.
而你知道我们是何等容易犯错的一般人。
But you know that we're so easily making mistakes.
所以我们需要神的保守。
Therefore, we need the protection of the Lord.
没有神的保守。
Without His protection,
我们不知道犯多少的错误。
We don't know how many more mistakes we'll
commit. 我们也不知道会遭受多少的亏损。
And how much more suffering of loss we will encounter.
所以这是保守的第一方面的意义。
So that is the first significance of being protected.
那么保守还有第二方面的意义。
And secondly,
就是神保守我们，让我们能够向着神的目的。
God protects us so that we may march forward towards His goal.
并且能够完成神在我们身上的托付。
And to accomplish the commission that He has entrusted to us.
我们要知道，一个基督徒的蒙恩得救。
You know that to be saved as a Christian.
弟兄姊妹们是具备有非常重大意义的。
It is very significant.
神救赎我们是为着他自己荣耀的目的。
And because God has saved us for His own glory.
神不仅是怜恤我们，救我们脱离仇敌的手。
Not only that He was merciful and to save us out of the hand of our enemy.
神更重要的是要叫我们能够在他荣耀的目的上面，弟兄姊妹能达到他的要求。
But more importantly, He wants us to meet up His standard according to His perfect will.
所以基督徒有更高、更荣耀的。一个目的。
So for Christians, there's a higher and more glorious purpose.
所以我们需要保守。
And therefore, we need to be protected.
感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
我们的神是保守我们的神。
Because He is a God who protects us.
在约翰福音第十七章。
In John the Court, God's Word according to John chapter 17.
我们知道这章圣经乃是讲到主耶稣离世之前的一个重要的祷告。
And that was, this chapter speaks of an important prayer of our Lord Jesus prior to His crucifixion.
也是他和门徒要分离之前的一个重要的祷告。
And that was a very important prayer that He did with the disciples before they departed from one another.
在这个祷告的里面。
That within that prayer,
主特别为着门徒们能保守，受蒙保守向神祷告。
God, Jesus had particularly prayed for the disciples to be protected.
那么他开头告诉我们说呢，
In the very beginning,
他说呢，因着你所赐给我的名保守了他们。
He says that I have kept them and protect them by the name that you have given me.
所以在主的名下门徒们蒙保守。
Therefore, in the name of Jesus, the disciples were protected.
那么这个保守呢，保守什么呢？
And to be protected from what?
他说呢，保守他们合而为一。
And to protect them so that they may be one.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的名下，我们是合一的。
You know, in the name of Jesus, we are one.
教会经过两千年的历史之后。
That after the 2000 history of the church.
我们看见地上已经分成了千百万个团体。
We see that there's so many different denominations and church groups.
每个人有不同的看见，不同的主张。
Everybody has their different emphasis, their own visions.
不同的表现。
And different manifestations.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
不管你在什么不同的表现里面。
No matter what kind of manifestation you have.
不管你在坚持什么东西。
Or what is that you hold fast to.
那么，所有神的儿女们在主的名底下是合一的。
That all the children of God under the name of Jesus are one.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't it true?
弟兄姊妹们，无论你今天在世界上到哪里碰见了基督徒，
and no matter where you go, go which corner of the earth you are,
只要你是在主的名下，他在主的名下，
as long as you are in the name of Jesus and He is in the name of Jesus,
虽然外面有一些的分别，
even though there is some distinction among us,
但在这个名底下是合一的，
but in this name we are but one.
所以主说，因主的名，他们已经合一。
And therefore Jesus said, because of my name, they are one.
第二方面。
And secondly,
他就是保守他们不灭亡。
Protect them from perishing.
因主的名，主说因你所赐给我的名，保守他们不灭亡。
And because of the name that you have given me, I have protected them from perishing.
但是很可惜啊。
But, pitifully.
这十二个门徒中间呢。
That among these 12 disciples,
有一个人是灭亡。
One was the son of destruction.
除了中间那个灭亡之子。
He says that except that one is doomed to be destruction.
弟兄姊妹们，犹大为什么会灭亡？
You know why Judah was destroyed?
因为犹大 脱离了神的保守。
Because he himself has escaped from God's protection.
他离开了神的保守。
He had departed from the protection of the Lord.
所以他灭亡。
Therefore he was destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore brothers and sisters.
主在那个祷告的里面。
That in his prayer.
首先告诉我们，因他的名保守我们合一。
First of all, he told us that in his name he had protected us, so we may be
one.保守我们不灭亡。
And in His name we may be protected that we will not perish.
那么主的祷告没有停在这里。
And yet His prayer did not end there.
主还继续的祷告。
He continued to pray.
主说呢
He said,
要求父、圣父保守这些人、属于他的人脱离那恶者。
He says, protect them, Holy Father, from the evil one.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters,
我们晓得这个恶者呢
You know that evil one
就是指着魔鬼指着撒旦说的
It speaks of Satan
但在这里呢主称他为恶者
And here the Lord says the evil one
因为他有一个邪恶的势力
Because he has this evil dominion or power
我们晓得这个邪恶的势力
That this particular evil power
败坏整个世界
Has corrupted the entire world
不仅败坏整个世界
Not only has corrupted the world
撒旦也以这个败坏的世界
That he also used this corrupted world
来毁坏圣徒的生活
To destroy the lives of many Christians
毁坏圣徒的侍奉
To destroy the ministry and service of Christians
毁坏圣徒们的敬拜
and to destroy the worship of Christians.
所以这个世界呢，乃是撒旦的一个权势。
Therefore, this world is the dominion and power.
它是用来反对神的旨意的。
And it is used to be against God's will.
并且我们晓得这个世界呢，是一个有非常有系统的一个世界。
And we also know that this world has its system.
撒旦被称作是世界的王。
And Satan is being called the king of this world.
他掌管了一个非常大的一个系黑暗系统。
And he has controlled this entire dark dominion.
全世界的人都在这个系统底下。
That all the people of this world is under his system.
并且呢，用这个邪恶的势力来攻击神的教会。
And he has used his evil power to attack the church of God.
所以主在这里特别祷告说。
Therefore Jesus prays specially here.
他说呢，他说我不求你叫他们离开世界。
He says, I do not ask that you take them out of this world.
只求你保守他们脱离那个恶者。
But I pray that you will protect them from the evil one.
因为他们不属世界。
Because they are not of this world.
正如我不属世界一样。
Just as I am not of it.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers,
作为神的儿女。
You know, to be a child of God.
我们要很清楚一件事情，我们是不属于这个世界的。
One thing we need to be so clear of is that we are not of the world.
正如我不属于这个世界一样。
Just like our Lord is not of the world.
今天如果我们不能脱离这个世界对我们的辖制
And today if we cannot escape the dominion of the world
我们就会落在那个恶者的手中那么被毁坏
Then we'll be destroyed and by falling into the hands of the enemy
我们看一看头一个世纪教会的历史
When you look at the first century church history
我们晓得那个时候虽然有一般的使徒们在
Even though the apostles were still alive,
教会的光景相当的不错。
And the condition of church was pretty good then.
但是呢，在第一个世纪还没有结束的时候，
But even before the end of the first century,
我们就看见仇敌的权势，这个世界的势力已经开始进入到教会的里面。
And we began to see the power of this world has come into the church.
所以主在肉身的兄弟犹大。
And therefore, his brother in the flesh, Jude,
他就写了犹大书。
He wrote the book of Jude.
这个犹大书只有一章。
There's only one chapter to that letter.
那么这一章圣经呢，通常是被很多基督徒所忽略。
And oftentimes, this particular book was overlooked by many Christians.
但是我们知道这张圣经很重要。
But we know that this particular book is very important.
犹大是特别在这一章圣经里面告诉我们基督徒需要蒙保守。
And because in his book, he particularly taught to the Christian how much we need to be protected.
如果你把犹大书整个读过，
If you read through the entire letter,
你会感觉这卷书非常的严厉。
Then you would feel that it is a very a solemn.
它里面所有许多的话语都是非常的严厉。
And because all the words that he used is very solemn.
因为犹大已经看见仇敌借着世界开始侵害主的教会。
Because Jude began to see how Satan used the world to destroy the church of God.
那么 犹大就起来警告神的百姓。
And therefore he rose up and to warn the people of God.
我们要脱离这许多可怕的信息。
That we need to be depart from all these evil things.
那么到底在犹大书里面提到了哪一些可怕的现象呢
？And what were the evil things that he mentioned in his letter？
我想我们在这里简单的把它讲一下。
Maybe we'll put it very simply.
啊，犹大在这里提到几件很重要的事情。
And he mentioned some things that are very important.
第一件事情。
First of all，
他告诉我们说哈。有人将我们神的恩呢变作放纵情欲的机会。
That in verse 4 it says a certain man whose condemnation was written about long ago has secretly changed the grace of our Lord into license for immorality.
神的恩典呢本来是我们使我们得救并且使我们改变。
And the grace of God was for the purpose to change us and to be saved.
但是有人觉得神的恩典太大了，结果呢，变成放纵情欲的机会。
Yes, some had used that grace as a license for immorality.
这是多么可怕的一件事情。
And how dreadful that is.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们晓得在这里有一般人，他们轻看神的恩典。
We know that there are a group of people who despise the grace of the Lord.
我们都知道神把恩典给我们。
And we all know that God has given us His grace.
是让他的儿子上了十字架，为我们付上重大的代价而给我们的。
And this grace come from the death of His Son, His crucifixion.
今天我们白白的领受这个恩典。
And today, as we receive the grace freely,
我们应当存着非常感激的心来领受。
We should receive it with such a thankful heart.
你不能轻看这个东西。
You cannot despise it.
有人竟然轻看神的恩典。
But some had despised the grace of the Lord.
他告诉我们说，这个轻看神的恩典。
He said that to despise His grace.
就是不认识那个独一的主宰。
It is same thing as not knowing the only true God.
也就是说，他否决了主的那个主权。
Which means he has denied the sovereignty and authority of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
我们看见在这里。犹大提醒我们
We see how Jude was warning us.
我们不能把神的恩典轻看。
We cannot despise nor take for granted the grace of God.
我们觉得 无所谓。
And we think we just take it for granted.
神是恩典的神嘛。
And because He's a gracious God.
我们怎么样做他都赦免我们。
And He will forgive us no matter what.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以这个是犹大第一个提醒我们。
That is the very first thing that Jude was trying to warn us.
我们需要蒙保守，脱离这样的光景。
That we need to be reminded and protected from such condition.
基督徒应该常存感恩的心来到神的跟前。
Therefore, as Christian, we need to come before the Lord often with our thankful heart.
第二个点。
Secondly,
他讲到以色列人出埃及的这段历史。
He spoke of the history of the Israelites' Exodus.
是整个以色列家都离开了埃及。
That the entire household of Israel has left Egypt.
但是我们晓得，因为他们不信的缘故。
But because of their unbelief.
结果在旷野被灭绝了。
And they were destroyed in the wilderness.
所以到最后，他们以色列人进入迦南地的时候。
So when they entered the land of Canaan.
只有两个人是那一代的人进去。
Only two from that particular generation entered.
一个是迦勒，一个是约书亚。
One was Joshua, the other was Caleb.
那同时代的人呢？全部都倒闭在旷野。
The people of within that same generation were all perished.
那弟兄姊妹，这是一个警戒。
You know that was a warning.
因为他们不信，所以他不能达到神的目的。
Because they're unbelief, therefore they cannot reach the goal of the Lord.
所以今天我们在神的跟前。
And therefore, as we come before the presence of
God, 我们相信，我们要相信神是要我们达到他的目的。
We have to believe that it is God's will for us to reach His purpose.
所以。以色列人在旷野被灭绝的这个故事
And the story of the Israelites of that generation being perished in the wilderness
告诉我们说并不是所有的人都能够进到迦南地
It tells us not all can enter into the land of Canaan
所以这也是我们一个重要的提醒
So that serves as a great warning
求主让我们有充足的信心
May the Lord give us great confidence
相信他怎样救我们
To believe how He saved us
他也一定要带我们达到那个目的
And He will lead us until we reach that purpose
弟兄姊妹们
And dear brothers and sisters,
求主保守我们
May the Lord protect us
第三件事情
And thirdly
在第六节到第十节这里
From verses 6 on through verse 10
这里讲到一个属灵道德低落的光景
It speaks of immorality of moral corruption
我们晓得在头一个世纪还没有结束的时候
We know that even before the end of the first century
教会不仅在神的目的上面不能持守
Not only the church cannot keep themselves in the purpose of the Lord.
他们在属灵的道德上面呢， 也变得低落。
But their moral was also corrupted.
这里也包含两件事情。
And here it included two things.
第一个就是淫乱的事情。
First of all was immorality.
那么这里的淫乱呢，它首先讲到天使。
And here it speak of the celestial beings first.
然后呢，讲到世上的人。
And then speak of people of this world.
所以这里可以告诉我们，从灵界一直到自然界里面都充满了这个淫乱的事情。
So you can see from how the celestial beings to people on this earth is full of sexual immoralities.
我们都知道今天这个世界面临最大的危机也就是淫乱。
We know that the greatest crisis in this world nowadays is sexual immorality.
我们是生活在一个淫乱的时代里面。
We are living in this age of sexual immorality.
这是非常可怕的一件事情。
It is something very dreadful.
他这里讲说哈。
Here it says.
他说讲到这些天使的时候。
And when he speaks of those angels.
他说又有不守本位的这个天使。
Those who did not keep at their positions.
离开自己的住处。
They did not keep their position of authority, but have abandoned their own home.
那我们都知道这个是指的什么说的呢？
And we all know what it speaks of.
这个是指的创世纪第六章那里讲的。
It was speaking of the chapter 6 of Genesis.
创世纪第六章说，当神的儿子们，那指的天使们说的，看见世上这个女子的美貌，所以他们就下来，这个娶他们为妻了。
In Genesis chapter 6, it speaks of the sons of God as they see the beauty of the daughters of men, they take them as wives, as they pleased.
犹大说他们不守本位。
The Jews said that they did not keep the position of authority.
什么叫做不守本位？
What is not to keep the position of authority?
弟兄姊妹叫做守不住本位。
That is that they are not able to keep the position of authority.
连天使在这样的试探引诱的跟前都守不住本位。
Even the celestial beings before this temptation, they cannot keep their position of authority.
所以你今天你不能轻看这个东西。
Therefore, do not look lightly upon such temptation.
我常常讲，在试探引诱的跟前。没有一个人是刚强的。
And I often say that no one is strong enough to withstand a temptation.
所以作为基督徒，
so therefore as a Christian,
我们要避免自己落在那个试探引诱的情况。
We have to prevent ourselves from being tempted.
要从你的心思意念里面从这个东西先出去。
You need to start from your mind and your thoughts.
当你的心思意念中有这个东西出来的时候，弟兄姊妹们已经站在危险地位上。
And when there's such thought coming into emerging your mind, you're already in a danger zone.
所以连天使都经不起这个试探和引诱。
Even the celestial beings cannot withstand such temptation.
他们守不住本位。
They cannot keep their position of authority.
我要再说。
And once again, I want to stress.
在圣徒中间没有一个人是可以免疫的。
That there's no one who's immune to such temptation.
所以你不要觉得说我绝对不会。
So don't say to yourself that I will never fall.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
今天我们要蒙保守。
Today we need to be kept by the Lord.
脱离这些可怕的东西。
To escape all these dreadful things.
那么这是不道德的东西。
Because that was immoral.
那么第二件事情。
Secondly.
就是他们任意毁谤。
That they blasphemed.
在这里哈。这里他们说哈，但这些人毁谤他们所不知道的。
They have blasphemed and rejected what they did not know.
那么这里他还特别举了一个例子说明。
And they use example to explain this.
就是天使当米迦勒为着摩西的尸首跟这个魔鬼争论的时候。
It is when the archangel Michael was disputing with Satan about the body of Moses.
尚且不敢这个直接的指责他。
He did not dare to bring a slanderous remark.
不敢说毁谤的话。
He did not dare to say slanderous accusation.
他只说主责备你吧。
He only said the Lord rebuke you.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要求主怜悯我们。
But we ask the Lord to be merciful to us.
不要随意毁谤任何东西。
Do not be a slanderer.
这个是不道德的事情。
Because that was immoral.
所以在头一个世纪。弟兄姊妹，我们看见教会的光景中已经出现这些东西。
So we see even in the beginning, in the first century, we already see all these things happening in the church.
那么在11节到13节这里。
And from verses 11 through 13.
这里讲到有人为利来奔跑神的路。
Some were, running for the Lord for their own profits.
犹大特别说有祸了，这样的人有祸了。
And Jude especially said that these kind of people are, he said, woe to them.
弟兄姊妹们。
And,
今天我们跟随主啊。
And today as we follow the Lord,
应该是没有条件的。
It should be unconditional.
主把他自己给我们是没有条件的。
Because God has given himself to us unconditionally.
我们今天不能因着自己的利益来跟随主。
We cannot follow the Lord because for our own profits.
若是我们有这样的一个存心，我们在神跟前就有祸了。
Then it would be woe to us if we have such intention before the Lord.
那么这里他举了三个例子。
He gave three examples.
他讲到该隐。
He spoke of Cain.
那么该隐是怎样为什么力来 奔主的路呢
？So what profit? For what profit was Cain running after?
我们讲的该隐就是为他的自尊。
You know, Cain has ran was for his own self-esteem.
因为神看中了他弟弟的这个祭物。
Because God had was delighted in
没有看中他
sacrifice of his brother, but not his. Therefore, he was hurt.
所以弟兄姊妹们。你看看我们是不是常常有时候也是这样的
Brothers and sisters, are we like that oftentimes?
如果今天人看中了别人没有看中我们我们就受伤了
If someone esteemed others more than us, then we were hurt.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们不能因着自己的自尊呢来跟随主
So we cannot follow the Lord for our own self-esteem.
当然我们常常讲的你不要轻易的去践踏别人的自尊心
But of course, we do not want to stumble and trample others' self-esteem.
那么我们求主保守我们避免像该隐这样的情形
We need to ask Lord to protect us from the condition of Cain
那么下面第二个巴兰
And second example was Balaam
巴兰是为了金钱奔跑主的路
Balaam had ran after the profit of a monetary gain
因为我们晓得当时的那个地上的一个王把金钱给他叫他来咒诅以色列人
Because the king had offered him much money for him to curse the Israelites
所以巴兰所代表的是以金钱来奔跑主的路
So what Balaam represented was the one who ran after God for their own monetary gain
还有可拉
And then there's Korah
可拉党是什么呢
And what is the Korah
可拉党是因为跟摩西要争权夺利
And they were trying to argue with Moses for authority
为了权势为了权势那么来来争
They were arguing and disputing for their own authority and power
所以这些叫做为着利来奔神的路
So all these are rushing for the Lord for profit
这是有祸
And it is woe to them
所以求主保守我们脱离这个
So we need to ask the Lord to protect us from these
那么还有呢
And then what's more
他有一些人是什么呢
And what kind of what more kind of people are there
那里这里说他们啊是没有雨的云彩被风飘荡是秋天没有果子的树死而又死连根被拔出来是海里的狂浪涌出自己可耻的墨子来是流荡的心有墨黑的幽暗为他们永远存留
Here says there are clouds without rain blown along by the wind autumn trees without fruit and uprooted twice dead there are wild waves of the sea foaming up their shame wandering stars for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever
我想我们不详细的来解释这些东西
So I do not wish to spend much time explaining these in detail
总的来说
But in summary
就是他们只注重外表的形式而没有生命
They only focus on the outward formality but lack of the essence of life
所有的样子都有的
They have all the outward formality
但是没有生命
They have the forms without the essence
结不出果子的
They do not have life to bear fruit
弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters
我们要求主保守我们脱离这样的光景
That is a condition we need ask the Lord to protect us from
无论你个人的生活整个教会的生活
No matter it be individually or church as a whole
我们都应当以主的生命为主体
The life of the Lord should be our thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters,
犹大用很严厉的话在这里提醒神的百姓。
And Judah used very strong words to warn us.
那么后面他就说到
And then later on he explained even more.
他说亚当的七世孙以诺曾经预言
He said that the seventh son of seventh generation of Adam.
弟兄姊妹们，以诺。在先祖的时代
that Enoch in the times of the forefathers
那么他已经开始预言将来所要临到这个世界的事情
he already prophesied about what is to come
以诺是一个属灵眼光的人
Enoch was one with a spiritual insight
弟兄姊妹们他已经开始发出他的警戒
he had gave out the warning at his time
那么在这里 犹大借着以诺的预言特别提醒我们。
And Jude, through the prophecy of Enoch, once again warned us.
主有一天要降临的。
That one day the Lord shall come again.
那么他要审判那些不敬虔的事。
All these ungodliness.
啊，这里说有人呢，妄行不敬虔的事。
And these people who has act their act ungodly acts in an ungodly way.
那么不仅有这样的行为，
not only they have such ungodly,
还有他们不敬虔的言语，
but also the harsh words ungod.
那么这里有几个提醒，我想对我们也是重要的提醒。
So all these serve a very good reminders for us.
他说这些人私下议论，
that they were gossipers.
常发怨言，
they were grumblers.
啊，随从自己的情欲，
and they follow their own evil desires,
说夸大的话，
and boast about themselves,
说谄媚的话，
and flatter others for their own advantages.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
这些都要接受神的审判。
All these will receive the judgment of the Lord.
所以犹大书虽然只有一章，
even though there's only one chapter to this letter,
我们可以看见在这里面犹大的心是何等的迫切。
But we can see the earnestness of his heart.
他用了最严厉的话来提醒神的百姓。
He had used the most severe and strong words to warn the children of God.
当然我们感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
他不仅有严厉的话提醒神的百姓。
Not only had used very strong words.
那么他也有神的恩典。
He also had the grace of the Lord.
来鼓舞我们。
To encourage us.
所以在24节那里说。
Therefore in verse 24 says.
他说那能保守你们不失脚。
To him who is able to keep you from falling.
叫你们无瑕无疵欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主独一的神。
And to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy to the only God.
给我们带来鼓舞。
And he has brought us much
encouragement. 虽然环境非常的险恶，
even though the environment is very evil,
环境是非常非常的可怕，
it is dreadful and dangerous.
但是请我们不要忘记，
but please do not forget.
神能保守我们，
God is able to keep us.
弟兄姊妹们，神能保守我们，
brothers and sisters, God is able to keep us.
那么今天问题在哪里呢？
But where is the problem?
你要接受神的保护。
The problem is that you are willing to receive
接受神的保守。
To receive his keeping power.
保罗在写帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，
When Paul wrote the book of Thessalonians,
他帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节，
1 Thessalonians chapter 5，
他说愿你们的灵与魂与身子蒙保守。
That may your spirit, your soul and body be kept, be preserved.
他说呢，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
So that you be kept blameless in the coming, on the day of the coming of the Lord.
他这里用了一个语气叫做愿你们。
He said, may you.
弟兄姊妹，我们 要注意哈。
And please pay attention.
愿你们并不是所有的人。
And it says, may you be protected doesn't mean that all of you.
希望所有的人都是这样。
But it is his desire that all may be so.
所以今天如果我们不接受神的保守。
So today, if we're not willing to receive that protection.
人就会像犹大一样的，可能会落到一个很可怕的情况里面。
You will still be possibly like Judas to be falling into a very dreadful position.
我们的主有威严，有权柄，有能力。
And because our Lord has His power and authority,
他能保守我们，他也愿意保守我们。
He is able and He is willing to protect us.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
but dear brothers,
如果你不愿意，
if you are not willing,
那么你自己负责。
Then you will be responsible for yourselves.
啊，所以神的话对我们是很重要的提醒。
And therefore, God's word serves as a great reminder for us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and therefore, brothers and sisters.
在保守的生活里面，
that in the life of being protected,
我们第一面可以看见神愿意保守我们。
First of all, we see that God is so willing to protect us.
神也能保守我们。
God is able.
但是这个保守的责任不是光在神那一面。
Yet such responsibility does not lie solely on God himself.
我们这面也有责任。
We have our responsibility.
所以在使徒的话语里面，
therefore, according to the word of the apostles,
多次的提醒告诉我们，我们需要保守我们自己。
Many times they reminded us that we need to keep ourselves.
那么我们怎么样保守我们自己？
How do we keep and preserve ourselves?
犹大告诉我们。
Jude told us.
那我们知道在犹大书这个第二十节和二十一节。
In verse 20 and 21 of Jude.
他提到了四 四件重要的事情。
He mentioned four very important points.
其中有一件告诉我们要保守自己藏在神的爱中。
He says, to keep yourself in God's love.
所以我们要保守自己，第一件事情，我们要保守自己在神的爱中。
So in order to keep ourselves, first thing we need to do is keep ourselves in the love of God.
我们中文的圣经呢，这样的翻不大好。
And I don't think the translation is very adequate.
他说保守自己常在，好像有时候可以不在啊。
And it's translated as if let's abide often in God's love.
圣经的原文不是，圣经原文就是保守在神的爱中。
Yet in the original language says keep yourself in the love of God.
那么就着我们这个软弱的属灵的经历来讲，我们的确好像是常常有时候在，有时候不在，对不对？
But according to our subjective experience, sometimes we're in that love, sometimes we're not.
这个不能断断续续的，这个要一直在。
It has to be a continuous process.
我们任何一个时刻不能离开神的爱。
In any given moment, you must be in the love of God.
那么有的人告诉我们说，这个保守自己在神的爱中啊。
And some have told us that to keep ourselves in the love of God.
好像我们一个人呢、啊，在战争的时候，把自己保守在那个碉堡里面一样。
It's just like to keep ourselves in the fortified city during the battle.
所以你任何一个时刻，你不能离开神的爱。
So at any given moment, you cannot depart from the love of God.
我们从圣经里面很清楚地看见，神一切所有的作为都出自爱。
And from the Bible, it tells us all the deeds of the Lord is coming out of His love.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以他所行所做的都是爱。
Therefore, everything that He does is motivated by love.
我们晓得他拣选我们是因为爱我们。
We know that He has chosen us because He loves us.
救赎我们是因为爱我们。
He has redeemed us because He loves us.
改变我们是爱我们。
And to transform us because He loves us.
管教我们是爱我们。
And discipline us out of His love.
建造我们是爱我们。
And He built us because He loves us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你必须是保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you need to keep yourself in the love of God.
那么，就是我们拣选的恩典。
Then you will be having the grace
of God.
You will be redeemed and saved.
你能够得到神的改，给你在身上的改变。
And then you will be transformed.
你能够领受神的管教。
And to receive His discipline.
你也能够在这个爱中间被建立。
In order to be built up in His love.
所以，什么时候你离开了这个爱？
So whenever you depart from that love,
这一切的作为就临不到我们身上。
Then all these doing and the work of the Lord will not be upon you.
所以一个基督徒
and therefore as a Christian,
如果保守自己藏在神的爱中
if we keep ourselves in the love of God,
他就不仅不受亏损并且能够达到神的目的
then he will be able to reach the very goal of God without suffering loss.
所以我们永远不要怀疑神的爱
So do not ever doubt the love of God.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
什么时候离开了神爱的保护
Whenever you left protection of the love of God,
离开了神爱的保守
and you depart from the protection and keeping power of the Lord,
我们很容易落在仇敌的权势底下
then you will fall into the dominion power of the evil one.
所以第一件重要的事情
therefore the very first important thing,
要保守自己在神的爱中
is to keep yourself in the love of God.
那么第二件事情
and secondly,
那么这件事情啊在新约圣经里面呢提到非常多次
and this particular matter is mentioned many times throughout the New Testament
就是我们要学习能够保守神的话神的道真道
it is to keep to preserve ourselves in the faith in the word of God
在提摩太后书前书后书里面保罗都讲到
in the first and second Timothy Paul had talked about
要持守神的真道
that to keep the faith
所以保罗最后要寻道的时候
so before Paul was to be martyred
他说那所信的道我已经守住了
he said I have kept the faith
保罗守住了神的道
he had kept the faith
那么这个就是告诉我们说
and that tells us
我们永远不要违背神的话
That you do not ever turn your back on the word of God.
要把神的话当作命令来持守。
You need to keep it as the command.
弟兄姊妹们
Francis,
主这样说我们就这样相信。
We do it, we believe it because the Lord says so.
你不要去解释。
And try not to explain
it. 你不要为着自己的利益来解释。
Try not to interpret according to your own benefit.
弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
今天教会在地上的光景能不能蒙神的喜悦
whether, the condition of church may be pleasing to the Lord,
还不在乎你外面有多大的能力有多大的恩赐
It's not so much on how much power and how much work you do
乃在乎你能不能守住神的真道
But it depends on whether you can keep the faith
感谢主
We thank the Lord
保罗说他守住了
Paul said that I have kept it
啊，所以他鼓励提摩太也要守住。
Therefore, he encouraged Timothy to keep the faith.
也鼓励我们所有的人要守住。
He also encouraged all of us to keep the faith as well.
那么在约翰的书信中也提到这些。
And also in the letters written by John also mentioned it.
并且提到的更多。
And he mentioned even more times.
我想今天早晨我们没有时间在这里把它拿出来读。
But this morning we have no time to devote to read all
chapters. 如果你回去你仔细的读，有几十处之多啊。
But if you really go back to read the letters according to John, there's so many places to talk about it.
他多多地提到我们要守住神的道。
Oftentimes he talked about keeping the faith.
特别在启示录的里面。
And especially in Revelation.
他说有一般人他们是得胜的。
And there's a group of people who's overcomers.
他们是持守神的真道和耶稣的见证。
They are the one who kept the faith of God and also the witness in testimony of Jesus.
我们必须要牢牢地守住。
Therefore, we need to keep the word of God as a command.
今天在地上。
That today on earth.
就是看谁能够准确无误地守住主的道。
It would really all depends on who is able to keep the faith.
所以我们需要回到神的话语里面。
And we need to dwell ourselves by ourselves in the word.
我们要鼓励弟兄姊妹们读圣经。
We need to encourage one another to read the word.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不要在圣经之外找什么观念。
Let's not to try to find concepts outside the Bible.
我们也不要在圣经之外的接受一些什么教训和说法。
And let's not receive any other teaching other than the Bible.
唯有神的话是准则。
Because only God's word is the principle.
只有神的话能够引我们到神的心意里面。
Only the word of God can lead us into the heart and the will of God.
所以我们感谢主两千年的教会历史。
So we thank the Lord that throughout the 2,000 years of church history.
我们看见无数的人，他们因着守住神的话。他们能够在他们的时代里面能够走在主的路上。
And we see how many was able to stand and walk on the way of the Lord because they kept the word.
所以对基督徒来讲。
So to many Christians.
我们要学习守住主的话。
We need to keep the word of God.
在主的话语里面你蒙保守。
And because in that word you will be kept.
那第三件事情。
Thirdly.
在雅各书。
In the book of James.
雅各书第一章二十七节那里告诉我们
Chapter 1 verse 27
最后他说并且保守自己不沾染世俗、
Keep yourself from being polluted by the world、
弟兄姊妹们
With, dear brothers and sisters,
这也是仇敌手中一个很厉害的一个工具
Because that is a very a tool of the enemy
一个基督徒要保守自己不让世俗的东西玷污自己
How we keep ourselves not to be polluted by the world
这些世俗的东西不应该进到神儿女的生活里
Because the things of the world should not enter into the life of
the children of God 这些世俗的东西更不应该进到神的教会里面
Nor should they enter into the church of God
但是你看一看今天地上教会的光景
But if you look at the conditions of a church
多少世俗的东西、啊、进到教会的里面
There's so many things of this world has entered into the
church 甚至在神儿女的敬拜生活里面
That even in our life of worship
多少世俗的东西在里面
There's so many things of the world
那些世俗的讲论
That the talks and teaching of the world,
甚至那些世俗的音乐
and the music of this world,
那些歌曲
and those the songs of the world,
那么就是好像开着大门进来了
and it feels like we have opened the door wide.
神的儿女们一点都不能有分辨
and we have not able to distinguish them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
and dear brothers and sisters,
我们要晓得我们的神跟这个世界是有分别的
We know that our God is separated from this world.
所以我们里面必须持守住。生命的那个圣洁的本质。
Therefore, we need to keep the very holy nature of the life.
求主让我们里面真的很清楚什么叫做世俗的东西，什么叫做属神的东西。
And may the Lord help us discern what is of the world, what is of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
求主保守我们。
May the Lord keep us.
因为我们有一天要见主的。
Because one day we will see the Lord.
啊，这不是今天看眼前的，嗯。这些好处呢
It is not just to look at what we can see today.
所以需要保守。
Therefore, we need to be kept.
啊，所以有很多时候，当我们里面不够能分辨的时候
，And so oftentimes when we lack of discretion.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要顺着圣灵的感动来做。
We need to follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
啊，有膏油的。
And because it comes with anointing.
那个可以做，没有膏油的就不要做。
We do whatever, wherever we feel the anointing is leading us.
啊，因为的确，今天如果按照道理上面来讲的话呢，有很多的争论。
Because if we talk about, we dispute about doctrines, there's so many different kinds of arguments.
并且这些争论也是没有结果的。
And there's no fruit to those such
arguments. 但是如果你顺着里面圣洁的生命来分辨的话呢，就能够清楚。
But then if you try to discern according to the holy life within you, then you will know it clearly.
所以我们要做一个基督徒。
Therefore, to be a Christian,
不要做一个世俗的基督徒。
Not to be a Christian of this world.
求主怜悯我们。
And we may the Lord be gracious to us.
圣经称我们为圣徒。
Because the Bible calls us saints.
是分别为圣的人。
It is one who is being separated unto God.
与基督有关系的。
It is someone who has relation with God.
与基督联合的。
It is united with Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，要保守自己，不沾染世俗。
To keep us from being polluted from the world.
这个是一个很重要的一件事情。
That is something very important.
在约翰一书第五章。
In First John chapter 5,
第十八节这里
chapter 5 verse 18,
这里要讲到保守自己的不犯罪。
He says to keep us from sinning.
我们晓得什么时候一落在罪的里面。
Because we know that whenever we fall into sin,
你就无法脱离仇敌的这个苦害。
We're not able to escape the persecution of the enemy.
我们晓得这个罪这个东西啊，也是撒旦手中一个极大的一个权势。
Because we know that sin has such dominion, because it comes from an evil one.
那么当然呢，我们基督徒有的时候也会有软弱，会有犯罪。
Of course, sometimes when we are weak, we fail and we sin.
所以约翰一书特别是给我们一个很好的一个保守。
Therefore, First John serve as a great reminder.
当我们犯罪的时候
，when we sin，
我们要立刻来到主的跟前，求主用血。
We need to come before the Lord immediately and ask Him to confess. To confess our sins.
弟兄姊妹们，一个最愚昧的人就是明明错了不肯承认。
You know, a foolish one is one who sinned, who knew that he sinned yet not
confessed. 那么你这样会叫你落在撒旦的手中。
Then you will fall into the hand of the enemy.
所以你看见有很多神的儿女们呢。
So you see many children of God.
用在侍奉上显出来的软弱。
And sometimes the weakness that they manifest in service.
祷告不出来了。
They dare not serve, they dare not pray.
因为你里面内心有亏欠。
Because you have fallen short of God's
word. 你有犯错。
Because you've sinned.
所以撒旦很容易在这个点上就把你牢牢抓住。
So Satan's very easy to snatch you.
所以求主怜悯我们。
And we ask the Lord to be gracious to us. And sisters,
我们要保守自己能够不犯罪。
To keep us from sinning.
大卫。
You know, David.
在诗篇第十八篇里面。
In Psalm chapter 18.
23节那里说。
Verse 28,
他说他在神面前立志做完全人。
He said that he has purpose to be a perfect man before God.
他说我保守自己远离罪孽。
He said I kept myself from sin.
你知道他写这个诗篇第十八篇的时候。
You know that when he wrote this particular psalm.
正是怎么样呢？他经过了漫长的一段时间呢，被扫罗追杀。
He was being chased after by Saul for a long time.
被扫罗逼迫。
And was being persecuted by Saul.
我们看见。大卫的光景非常的窘迫。
And that he was in such a desperation.
哎呀，他在那个逃亡的生活里面非常的痛苦。
And it was painful for him to be all on the run.
整天过着都是提心吊胆的生活。
And every day he lived his life in fear.
他无论跑到哪里去。
No matter where he went,
扫罗都追赶他。
Saul was there to chase after him.
那么后来呢，他蒙神的这个拯救。
And finally the Lord delivered him out of it.
那么他就写了诗篇第十八篇。
And then he wrote Psalm 18.
那么诗篇十八篇呢？
And this particular Psalm.
保罗在扫罗这个逼迫的底下。他能够保守自己怎么样不犯罪。
And that David had said that he kept himself from sinning under the persecution of Saul.
保守自己能够完全在神的跟前。
And he kept himself blameless before God.
但是呢，等到有一天大卫成功了。
But one day when he succeeded.
登上了以色列家的宝座了。
And when he was on the throne as a king.
主王了。
And became a king of Israel. And having the power.
有地位了。
Have the position.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们看见在这个时候。
It was at that time
就无法保守自己
that he was not able to keep himself.
所以撒母耳记下第十一章
And therefore in 2 Samuel chapter 10
记载着他犯了一个多么可怕的一个罪
and recorded such a dreadful sin that he committed.
他谋杀他手下的大将
he murdered the captain of his army.
抢夺人的妻子
and he took his wife for his own.
使了那个最可怕的诡计
and he had used such a scheme.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters.
我们要晓得
We need to know.
有很多时候在某些情况里面我们立一些心愿是容易的
you know, sometimes under certain and the right condition is easy
在有一些的情况里面
set our mind, but some other,
弟兄姊妹们 没有神的保守你是做不到的。
That without the protection of the Lord, you are not able to do it.
求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord be merciful to us.
今天我们处在一个非常危险的时代。
Brothers and sisters, we are living in such a dangerous world.
教会要为基督做见证。
That the church need to be a witness and testimony for the Lord.
求主让他的圣洁充满他的教会。
We need to ask the Lord to fill his church with his holiness.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学会保守自己。
We need to learn to keep ourselves.
我们要知道我们这个短暂的人生呢、啊、很快就结束的。
We need to know that our, short, fleet is life is fleeting.
有一天我们要见主的。
That one day we'll see the Lord.
你不要到那一天弟兄姊妹们你才在战惊恐惧。
Don't wait until that day to be trembling in fear.
今天我们就需要蒙保守。
Today we need to be kept.
我们要保守自己不犯罪。
To keep ourselves from sinning.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord,
在新约的时代中
in the New Testament,
我们要比旧约时代中的人蒙恩蒙的多了
we receive much more grace than those in the Old Testament
因为今天神的灵住在我们的里面
because the Spirit of God indwells in us
所以弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters
我们作为基督徒我们要非常的谨慎
and we need to be very careful as a Christian
我再说我们要失败是很容易的。
Once again, let me say it's easy for us to fail.
所以千万不要把自己弄到一个试探引诱的环境里面。
So do not allow yourself to drift into a condition, so easily being tempted.
所以求主在这个点上施恩给我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us on this particular aspect.
那么第五个点。
Fifthly.
他讲说呢在约翰一书第五章二十一节告诉我们
In 1 John chapter 5, verse 21,
他说要自守远避偶像自己保守自己
He says that, to keep yourselves from idols.
今天我们晓得神把他的儿子给我们
You know that today we know that God has given to us his son.
我们里面应该只有一个敬拜
That in our heart we should worship but one.
我们只有一个跟随
We should follow but one.
我们只有一个高举
We should exalt but one.
所以除了主之外
And apart from God,
无论他有形无形的偶像都要避开。
Whether it be idols with forms or not, we should avoid it.
没有任何的人事物要在我们里面成为一个偶像。
There's not one things or people should become our idol.
约翰告诉我们
Because John tells us,
只有主能把生命给我们。
Only God is able to give us his life.
今天呢，我们很多时候好像我们人在这里传递生命
And nowadays it seems that we are kind of passing on life to others.
我们要清楚一件事情，我们没有这个生命的。
But we need to know that we have no such life.
是我们在这里讲论的时候，圣灵把生命带进来的。
It is as we're talking about God's word and preaching, God impart His life.
是圣灵解开主的话语，把基督的生命带给我们的。
It is the Holy Spirit that opened up the word of the Lord and ushered in the life of God.
这个服侍的人只不过是一个器皿而已。
So those who serve is but vessels of the Lord.
他是一个神所使用的器皿。
It is God's vessel only.
所以弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
任何一个人在教会里面也不可以成为偶像。
So no one, no such servant should become an idol.
我们也不要把任何人当作偶像。
And we should not worship any such person.
那么弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
约翰告诉我们
John tells us,
谁能够把生命带给我们呢
Who can impart life to us?
只有那位真实者。
Only the true one.
所以弟兄姊妹们，只有主是真实的。
Only God is true.
所以约翰在晚年的时候
，and therefore in his late ages，
他写这个约翰一书啊。
When he wrote First John，
弟兄姊妹们，他用最简单的话语提醒神的百姓。
He had used the very simple words to remind the brethren.
我们要重新一次把我们的注意力转移到主的身上。
That once again we need to turn our attention to the Lord Himself.
我们在地上是因为注视基督而生活。
That we are living as we gaze upon Jesus.
我们是注视基督而服侍。
And we serve as we gaze upon Jesus.
我们是注视基督，我们在这里过教会的生活。
And we live a corporate church life as we gaze upon Jesus.
我们是注视基督，我们在这里一同敬拜神。
And we worship as we gaze upon Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，无论是有形无形的偶像，通通要除去。
So anything with shape or form, with or without it, we should abolish it.
所以他在这里提醒说，要远避，要自守远避这些偶像。
Here it says, be far away from it and keep yourself from idols.
这个也是我们需要蒙保守。
And that is something we also need God's protection from.
在提摩太前书第六章
In 1 Timothy chapter 6,
二十节那里啊
Verse 20,
使徒保罗对提摩太说
And Apostle Paul told Timothy,
他说提摩太啊，你要保守所托付给你的。
He says, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care.
所以今天我们还有另外一个保守。
So there is something else we need to keep.
作为神的儿女，我们都要清楚一件事情。
We as the children of God, we all need to be very clear one thing. That is God saved us and redeemed us.
弟兄姊妹，这是极大的恩典。
You know, that is a great grace.
但是神把我们救赎回来，这不是无所事事的。
But He did not save us for nothing.
神把我们救赎回来，神乃是把他自己的心意托付在我们身上。
Because as He saved us, He has entrusted His own will, His heart to us.
所以我们晓得今天教会在地上。
So today, as church is.
神是把他的儿子托付给教会。
God has entrusted His Son to the church.
把基督的见证托付给教会。
Their testimony of His Son to the church.
所以教会存在的意义就是为着基督做见证。
So the significance of the existence of church is to testify for Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们共同在主面前需要持守的。
Brothers and sisters, that is something we need to keep all together.
也是每一个基督徒需要个人持守的。
And as a corporate body as well as individually.
当保罗写信给提摩太的时候
，When Paul wrote to Timothy,
我们知道当时的教会在以弗所的教会里面已经出现了很大的危险。
We see that there was crisis in the church in Ephesus.
所以保罗才会在这里对提摩太说你要保守所托付给你的
And therefore Paul said to Timothy that you need to guard and keep what's being trusted to your care
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
如果整个教会失去了主的见证
If the entire church has lost the testimony of the Lord
但是作为个人基督徒如果你明白主的心你还要持守
But as an individual Christian if you know the heart of the Lord you will keep it
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要持守主所托付给我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need to keep what's being trusted to us by the Lord.
我们懂得神托付给我们吗
？Do we understand what God has entrusted to us?
这是多么荣耀的一件事情。
You know what a glorious thing that is.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
今天我们知道我们的神，他爱我们。
You know that today we know our God loves us.
他愿意保守我们。
And He's willing to keep us.
他也有能力保守我们。
And He has power and will to protect us.
但是主的话提醒我们。
But His word reminds us.
你自己也需要保守你自己。
You also need to keep yourselves.
如果你能知道保守自己。
If you know how to keep yourselves.
那么你就活在神的保守底下。
Then you will be abiding in His protection.
神知道我们个人的能力很有限。
God knows that we are very limited.
我们在仇敌的工作的跟前我们实在算不得什么
That before the work of the enemy we are insignificant
撒旦要攻击我们太容易了
It is so easy for the enemy to attack us
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
感谢神
But we thank the Lord
今天撒旦所以没有办法攻击我们
Today the very reason why he is not able to attack us
就是因为我们有神的保守
Because we have the protection of the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore brothers and sisters
犹大在犹大书里面告诉我们
Jude told us in his letter
神能保守我们不失脚。
God is able to keep us from falling.
能保守我们呢，一步也不滑跌。
And He will protect us and keep us from stumbling.
并且因着这个保守。
And because of His keeping power.
当主再来的时候。
When He comes again.
我们可以欢欢喜喜地站在他的荣耀之前。
We can stand in His glory with great joy.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是何等的福气
You know what a blessing that is?
今天我们生活在这个末后的世代
And today as we live in these end times,
我们已经看见人类的社会在地上有巨大的变动
We see that there's great change in the societal level.
我们能感觉到仇敌的手今天在这个地上的工作越过越激烈。
And we can sense the hands of the enemy is becoming more and more fierce.
主留我们在最后一个世纪。
And the Lord has left us to, in these end times.
主让我们在地上为他做见证。
So that we may become a witness for him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我常常感觉这主还特别看重我们。
And oftentimes I feel that the Lord really honored us.
所以我们要祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray.
求主的怜悯。
May ask for God's mercy.
要认识神的保守。
To know His protection.
认识他能力的保守。
To know His keeping power.
我们要学会自己保守自己。
And also, we need to learn how to keep ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们这是巴望当主降临的时候。
You know, we so much hope that when God comes again.
我们大家都能够欢欢喜喜的在他的荣耀之前站立。
That we'll all stand in His glory with great joy.
我相信这个日子已经非常的近
And I believe the day is fast approaching.
求主施恩施怜悯
So may the Lord be merciful and be gracious to us.
让我们在基督徒的生活里面
That as we live our Christian lives,
也能认识这个保守的重要
We can understand the importance of His keeping.
我们最后一同来唱首诗歌
Let's sing a hymn together.
诗歌第276首。
Hymn number 276.
诗歌276首。特别这个副歌非常好啊。
And I especially like the refrain.
求主天天扶持我。
Come, my Savior, and help me.
给我力量，保守我。
Comfort, strengthen, and keep me.
使我一生走窄路。
Thou each moment will save me.
使主心满意足。
Thou art saving me now.
好，我们请大家起立一同来唱。
Shall we all stand and sing this hymn?
我们唱完之后呢，我想请弟兄姊妹们，大家个人在主面前多一点祷告。
And we all sing this song and pray afterwards before the Lord.
我们对主说，我们是软弱的。
And we tell the Lord that, Lord, we are weak.
我们需要他的保守。
We need your protection.
我们愿意把自己交在他的手中。
And we're willing to entrust ourselves to him.
好吧，每个弟兄姊妹，大家都开口，能够在主面前有点祷告。
May all of us open our mouth and pray before the Lord.
我们一起来唱。
Let's sing together.
我们的主，我们的神，今天早晨我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord our God, we stand before you this morning.
我们求你怜悯你这些在地上软弱的百姓。
We ask you to have mercy on your children who are weak.
我们需要你用你的全能来保守我们。
We need your keeping power, Lord, to protect us.
主啊，你既然拯救了我们。
And because since you have saved us.
你要保守我们能够在地上度过最艰难的岁月。
You will protect and keep us as we go through these difficult times.
好叫我们在你降临的那一天。
So that when you come again.
真的在你的荣耀跟前能够站立得住。
That we may stand in your glory.
主啊，我们愿意把我们生活的各方面都交在你的恩手中。
Father, we're willing to entrust every aspect of our lives unto your hand.
保守我们在你的爱里。
And keep us in your love, Lord.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们知道你在天上仍旧为我们祷告。
Because we know that you're still interceding for us in heaven.
你要因你的名保守我们。
That by your name you will keep us.
不仅保守我们合一。
Not to just to keep us as one.
保守我们不灭亡。
But we will not perish.
也保守我们脱离那恶者的手。
And to escape the hand of the enemy and an evil one.
愿你的教会在地上被你分别为圣。
May the church be separated on the holy
one. 每一个神的儿女都被分别为圣。
That every child of God has been separated unto you.
好叫我们在这里还能够为着主的名做美好的见证。
So that we may be a good testimony witness for your name.
愿主使这里的灯台仍旧明亮。
You caused the lampstand to burn bright.
我们也相信你的全能能够保守我们。
Because we believe in your keeping power.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
让我们常常的来思念你。
May we meditate you on often.
活在你的交通的里面。
And to live in your fellowship.
接受圣灵在我们身上有全能的一个带领。
To receive the sovereignty, the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们知道你在我们身上能够成就你自己所定规的。
Because we know that you're able to accomplish what you have set for us.
求你给我们有愿意的心。
Give us a willing heart.
主，我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, as we stand all before you.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
We give you thanksgiving and worship from the depth of our hearts.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
We thank you for being with us this morning.
主啊，愿所有的心都爱你。
May all the hearts love you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Answer our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the most precious name of Jesus.
Amen.